Welcome to Akatra Dialogue, a journey through timeless literature. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Akatra AI. So let's get into this deep dive on, well, a really significant and frankly quite disturbing novel, José Saramago's Blindness. That's Ensaio sobre Cegueira in the original Portuguese. It came out in 1995.
And it's widely seen as a major reason he got the Nobel Prize just a few years later in 98.
Absolutely. And the core idea, the hook, it's just instantly gripping, isn't it? This sudden, inexplicable epidemic of blindness.
It is. But what really sets it apart, what makes it so uniquely unsettling, I think, is the kind of blindness. It's not darkness. Everyone sees this intense, milky white light. Impenetrable.
Yeah, that detail is so crucial. It's not just an absence. It's this overwhelming presence blotting everything out. It kind of signals right away this isn't just a standard disaster story.
Exactly. Saramago's getting at something much deeper, a big philosophical question, really. What happens to us, to our civilization, when the rules break down, when we can't see each other, or the consequences?
And the way he tells it, his literary style, it mirrors that breakdown, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Saramago, you know, he was self-taught, very focused on social justice, deeply skeptical about power structures. And his writing, well, it feels urgent. If you're new to blindness, you have to kind of brace yourself for his style.
Right. Those incredibly long sentences, sometimes running for a whole paragraph.
Yeah.
And the punctuation or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Especially no quotation marks around dialogue. It feels different.
It does. It creates this sort of collective feeling, almost like a stream of consciousness for the whole group. It can feel a bit breathless, maybe even suffocating at times.
Which seems intentional, right? Like literary anarchy reflecting the social anarchy that's about to unfold.
Precisely. And that ties into the characters, too. They don't have names, just descriptions. The doctor's wife, the first blind man, the girl with dark glasses.
That always strikes me as so effective. It strips away individuality, makes them universal. They're not just specific people. They become stand-ins for all of us. Every man, every woman.
Yeah, it makes their choices, their struggles feel allegorical. It's about human nature itself when pushed to the edge.
So, okay, how does this collapse begin in the story?
It starts completely out of the blue. A man driving his car, stopped at a traffic light. Suddenly he can't see. Just white. He's patient zero.
And right away, the moral fabric starts tearing. The first sign isn't the illness spreading. It's someone stealing his car, pretending to help him.
Exactly. The moral blindness, you could say, is already there before the physical blindness hits. Then it spreads fast. The eye doctor, the ophthalmologist who examines the first man, he gets it too.
Which shows how quickly expertise becomes useless here.
Yeah.
And the official reaction, not really medical help, is it?
Not at all. It's pure panic from the government.
Yeah.
Fear. Their response is containment, brutal containment. They decide to round up the blind and lock them away.
In that old rundown mental asylum. Why there? What's Saramago saying with that choice?
Well, it speaks volumes about his view of authority. The government sees the blind not as sick people needing care, but as a contamination, something dangerous to be isolated.
And they use the military to enforce it, shoot to kill orders.
Mm-hmm. The asylum instantly becomes this awful little model of a state run by fear. It shows how quickly society can just abandon its most vulnerable people when things get scary.
So once they're inside the asylum, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
The descent into chaos?
It's fast, right?
Shockingly fast.
Mm-hmm.
There are some, you know, initial attempts maybe trying to organize, share food democratically, but it just falls apart almost instantly.
Why so quickly?
Overcrowding is immediate. The food deliveries are erratic, not nearly enough. And sanitation just completely breaks down. The place becomes, well, a nightmare of filth, human waste, decay.
Ugh. It sounds horrific.
It is. Saramago really focuses on the loss of dignity, privacy gone. Hygiene impossible. Basic self-respect eroded. He forces you, the reader, to confront how much our sense of humanity depends on these external things, these structures we take for granted when they vanish.
We regress back to something primal.
Exactly.
Amidst all this horror, though, there's one figure who becomes absolutely central. The doctor's wife. Ah, yes. She's the moral core, the anchor of the whole thing. Because, mysteriously, for no reason the book ever gives, she doesn't go blind. She keeps her sight.
And she makes this incredible choice to pretend she is blind.
Yes, so she won't be separated from her husband, the doctor. It's a heroic act, but it puts her in this position of terrible isolation. She has to lead, protect, and worst of all, she has to witness everything, every single degradation.
That phrase from the book always sticks with me. The only thing more terrifying than blindness is being the only one who can see. The burden must be immense.
Unimaginable. She watches the moral collapse happen in real time. And you see it in the other characters, too, like her husband, the doctor. The eye specialist, the man of science and reason.
He's rendered completely helpless.
Utterly. It's a powerful irony, isn't it? Like, Saramago is saying that our rational systems, our expertise, they just dissolve when faced with something this inexplicable, this fundamental. The doctor's journey is one of being humbled, becoming totally dependent.
But not everyone just collapses, right? There are other character arcs.
Definitely. Saramago shows resilience, too, often in unexpected places. Think about the girl with dark glasses. She starts off quite cynical, hardened, maybe because of her past as a prostitute.
Right, sort of isolated.
Yeah, but then she forms this really tender bond with the old man with the black eye patch. It shows vulnerability can actually lead to connection.
And her transformation continues, doesn't it? When she starts caring for that stray dog.
Oh.
The dog of tears.
Yes, that's such a moving detail. It's like she's reclaiming her ability to care, to feel empathy, even in that hellhole. A little spark of humanity refusing to die out.
But alongside those sparks, there's also the opposite impulse. Pure opportunism. The antagonists.
The hoodlums, as they become known. They seize power within the asylum. And significantly, their leader is a man who was blind from birth.
Ah, so he already understands how to navigate a world without sight. And he has a gun.
Exactly. In this new reality where sight means nothing, the gun gives him absolute power. And this leads into the bleakest part of the novel.
The Reign of Terror.
Yeah.
Where they control the food.
They hoard the scarce food supplies and use them to establish this brutal little tyranny. First, they demand valuables. But then they demand the women. Payment and sexual services.
It's just horrifying. A complete stripping away of everything.
It's incredibly difficult to read. Saramago doesn't look away. He shows the absolute depths of degradation possible when fear and hunger take over and all social constraints disappear. How quickly people can fall into roles of oppressor and victim.
So how does this peak? Does it break?
It does. It leads to the doctor's wife reaching her absolute limit. She can't bear witness to the rapes anymore. And she acts. She takes a pair of scissors.
And kills the leader of the hoodlums.
Yes. It's the moral climax, really. But it's deeply complicated. Is it righteous self-defense? Necessary violence? Or is it showing that even the most moral person is forced into brutality by extreme evil?
It's not a simple answer?
Not at all.
Yeah.
But her act breaks the deadlock. It leads to chaos. One of the women who had been abused sets their ward on fire.
The fire spreads.
It spreads. And in the confusion, they realize something else. The soldiers guarding the asylum. They're gone.
They must have gone blind, too.
Presumably. So the gates are open. The internees stumble out. They're free, quote unquote.
But free into what?
Free into a city, a world where the white sickness has taken over completely. The entire civilization has collapsed.
So the asylum was just a preview. The whole city is now.
An apocalypse. A hellscape, honestly. Filth everywhere, garbage, bodies, people scavenging like animals. It proves the point that veneer of civilization was incredibly thin everywhere.
But the small group around the doctor's wife, they stick together.
They do. This little found family manages to navigate the chaos and finds refuge back in the doctor's own apartment. It becomes a tiny sanctuary.
And there's that scene, the rain.
Oh, the rain scene is beautiful. So powerful, they manage to collect rainwater and they wash themselves. It's like a baptism, a deliberate, conscious act of reclaiming their dignity, their humanity, through simple care for each other. Community.
So, pulling back from the plot, what's the big message here, the central allegory?
It seems clear the physical blindness, the white sickness, it's really a metaphor, isn't it? A metaphor for a blindness that was already there. A moral blindness.
Our inability, or maybe our refusal, to really see the suffering and injustice around us, even in normal times.
Exactly. Saramago seems to be saying the world was already morally compromised. The epidemic just ripped off the mask. It showed what we're like underneath when the rules, the surveillance, the fear of judgment are gone.
So civilization is just a thin layer, contingent on external controls, not deep-seated morality.
That seems to be his rather bleak argument, yes. What happened in the asylum wasn't an aberration. It was a revelation of our baseline nature, perhaps.
Which makes the ending even more interesting, because sight does return.
Just as mysteriously as it left, it starts with the very first blind man. The physical blindness lifts.
But has anything fundamentally changed? That brings us to the final, famous line spoken by the doctor's wife.
Right. After witnessing everything, seeing humanity at its absolute worst and its most resilient, she looks out at the recovering city and says that line, "I don't think we did go blind. I think we are blind."
Blind, but seeing. Blind people who can see, but do not see. Chilling.
Utterly chilling. Getting physical sight back is no cure for moral blindness. The novel leaves us, the readers, with that challenge. Are we seeing? When we look at our own world, its problems, its injustices, do we really see them? Or do we choose not to?
So Saramago gives us this really stark warning, doesn't he, about how easily things can fall apart when fear takes hold.
But also maybe a small testament to the fact that compassion, dignity, that spark of connection, it can survive even in the absolute worst conditions.
It's a demand, really. A demand that we cultivate not just physical sight, but that inner moral vision to truly see.
Yeah, to see and perhaps to act.
This conversation ends here. We'll meet again with another unique work of world literature. This audio summary is brought to you by Ekatra Foundation.